Hi, this is Jen Grant, and you're listening to CFRC in Kingston.
KPP Concerts and CFRC 101.9 FM present a stacked lineup of shows this January and February at the Broom Factory, featuring a mix of big-name acts and some local favorites. On January 18th, don't miss Canadian alt-rock duo Mountain Head. January 24th features local indie rock outfit Cassador. On January 26th, Bedouin Soundclash takes the stage. February 7th sees Busty and the Bass come to town. And on February 19th, it's a special Wednesday night rock show with headliners Dear Rouge. For additional information and to buy tickets, visit kppconcerts.com. Hey, what's up, guys? My name is May, aka DJ Mayhem, and I'll be hosting The Mood with May here on CFRC 101.9 FM every Wednesday from 11 until noon. Tune in weekly to hear me explore music and artists across genres and decades, curated around a different vibe or category each time. Whether you love finding new music just like me, or you want to switch it up a bit, I'll have plenty to offer. Follow me on Instagram at The Mood with May for updates and more information, or my show page on CFRC.ca.
Hey, it's Tara Lilly, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Canada.
Cold weather getting you down? Warm up this season with amazing hot food to go at Old Farm Fine Foods. Pizza, frittata, sausage rolls, sandwiches, soups, and more are ready and waiting to get in your belly. Plus, you can also buy fresh and frozen foods to prepare at home and enjoy a huge selection of meats, cheeses, produce, coffee, beverages, and condiments. Pop into the shop Monday through Saturday between 8 and 5 at 204 Berry Street in downtown Kingston. And don't forget to follow Old Farm Fine Foods on Instagram at OldFarmFF. To get the scoop on the latest goodies. Old Farm Fine Foods, comfort food you can count on.
This is John Armstrong from The Speed of Sound, and you are listening to CFRC on 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario.
Wait, what was what thing? What are you talking about, Simone Lamone?
I'm talking about, I just mentioned Rita McNeil.
Ah, yes.
For those of you who will remember Rita McNeil.
From that amazing episode of Trailer Park Boys.
I don't know if I remember her from that, but I think she frequented CBC.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she's one of our own lovely, great singer.
Why are we talking about Rita McNeil again?
The music we just heard.
Right.
Like East Coast type of music.
Kind of a jig.
Yeah, but what were they called? It was a thing in the 90s, and they're all doing the jig.
Macarena?
Not the Macarena. It was all like East Coast, like they're all dancing, like a Highland dancing.
Like a Kelty.
Yeah, no, but it was called something else. River Dance. That's
it. Oh, right.
Remember that?
I loved River Dance.
Okay, yeah.
St. Patrick's Day is just around the corner. I got the opportunity. Oh, more on that later. I got to watch like a River Dance Live 25th anniversary just a couple years ago.
Yeah?
They brought them back. They had the real River Dancers.
Nice.
Fantastic. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And we're your River Dancers for the morning.
We are.
You got us here till 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm.
We are river dancing verbally.
Listen. Just like that.
Oh, physically, if you want.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, so you got us here for another hour at CFRC, the place to be. Mm-hmm. Indie Morning Wake Up Call. We just heard before the river dancing, that amazing ad for Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
They just got some weirdo from the bus station to record that, I think.
Yeah, some weirdo.
Rolled him out of a dumpster.
Oh, my goodness. Jeff.
We heard that last set.
We all know you have the greatest voice ever.
I know. I just don't want to get too on my high horse here.
Oh, okay.
Got to stay a little humble.
All right.
Yeah, so we had this crappy band called the Velvet Underground. I could have done it better. With Rock and Roll, classic, love it so much. And I opened up that last set with the B-52s. And Hero Worship, that's right. There's a B-52 song that isn't Rock Lobster.
Mm.
That's why you tune into AU Wake Up Call.
That's right.
Yeah.
We'll keep you informed.
We are in Queen's University.
We are.
House of Learned Doctors.
Yeah, I saw a few learned doctors yesterday.
Yeah, me too. Mm. It's crazy. You get,
they're really nice.
They're really nice.
Yeah.
And when you find out that some of them like listen to this show and are fans, it's a little mind-blowing.
Yeah, and it's quite the compliment.
It is.
Yeah.
Because we're so lowbrow here.
Well, I guess you could say that, but I think we have a commonality, and it's we have the human touch.
I suppose.
You know,
I think the word is skeezy. I think so.
Skeezy.
We're skeezy.
How dare you? What? You think I'm skeezy?
I think we're
Speak
both.
For yourself.
I will. Well, you got your two skeezy nerds here in this this segment after 9 o'clock. We'd like to talk about what's going on in and around Kingston, Ontario. It's the Community Events Roundup. Simone is... You're out there. You're like, these are all for you because you're the only one out of the two of us that's actually getting out there and doing stuff.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic. Well, tomorrow night, I'm getting out and doing some stuff.
You are?
At the Slush Puppy Center, there's an annual hockey game called the Carr Harris Cup.
Yeah.
It is an exhibition match between Queens Hockey and RMC.
Nice.
And I'm only mentioning it because I'm proud that I'm actually getting off my keister and doing something. It is sold out, I think.
Oh.
So just go to the
back. No moan to tag along.
I'm sorry. No, well, you can just like... Find Al. Find former co-host of this program, Al Atmansky, because I think he does like broadcasting there.
Yeah, it's okay, Jack.
But you could do it from the booth. You could commentate.
I could?
Yeah.
But I don't know anything about hockey.
You just keep asking Al. Be like, what is this, Al?
Oh.
You'd love that.
That would be fun, actually.
Carr Harris Cup commentated by Simone the Moan.
That would be fun.
It would be.
It would be.
What else is going on, Simone?
Okay, so what's coming up? I believe this is the Cantabile Choir movie sing-along. So if you are a Grease...
Pronounced Cantabile.
Oh, what? What did I say?
You said Cantabile or something.
Okay, so how is Cantabile?
Yeah, it's like Latin for singing all together.
Excuse me.
How's it learned doctors?
Cantabile.
Go on, Simone.
Cantabile Choir, okay, is having a movie sing-along of the Grease.
The classic
musical.
Grease.
Classical Grease. Yeah, so get ready to rock and roll for an afternoon of electrifying fun where you can challenge your inner T-Bird or Pink Lady and belt out all the classic hits. This is happening Sunday, February 9th at 2:30 p.m. at the Squire.
Nice, nice. Always so much cool stuff going on down at the Spire.
Yeah, so grab your leather jacket, slick back your hair, and let's make this an afternoon to remember.
I love Grease. That's a fun movie.
Yeah, Grease Lightning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. John Travolta classic.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not getting out and about on Sunday, it's also the big game, the Super Bowl. Sports fans already know about it. They don't need me to tell them about it, but I'm just letting you know because if you want to stay in and watch it, Tubi is going to be broadcasting it for free. So there you go. You
watch free of charge.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I guess, will they be broadcasting the commercials as well?
They have their own commercials, their own pre-show. They said it's for people who aren't necessarily sports fans, but still want to like watch
it. Yeah, the casuals.
Yeah, like me.
Yeah.
So, you know, get down to Old Farm Fine Foods, get some Super Bowl supplies, some beef chili, or make some nachos, and watch it on Tubi. And then go to the Grease sing-along.
Nice.
Awesome. What else is happening, Simone?
All right, let's see. Okay, also on February 9th, at 1 p.m., you can listen to Abby Louise's live-to-air performance and interview. So Abby Louise, a little bit about her, a grateful participant in CFRC's Airway YGK residency program. Abby is a Kingston-based musician, artist, poet, and community organizer from Atlanta. Her mellow music blends R&B, neo-soul, and indie folk, and her thought-provoking lyrics reflect our connectedness to each other and to the natural world.
Cool.
So you can check out Abby. Tune in. So tune in to CFRC at 1 p.m. on February 9th to listen to her work.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, sounds like a really cool little lady.
Everything awesome is going on down at CFRC here.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Excellent.
Anything else fun going on?
Okay, let's see. Let's see. We've got Walks of Life. This is an open mic. Okay, let's see. With support from the Next Church community, Abby Louise is hosting a variety open mic. So Abby Louise is all over the place and she's just doing the thing. So Abby Louise is hosting a variety open mic to create a lively, non-judgmental space for folks of all ages and walks of life to listen to and or share music, poetry, short stories, stand-up comedy.
Oh, cool.
So if you got an inner comic in you, you got a few jokes that you are sure are going to kill, I think you should give Abby a call.
Where's that going to be?
Okay, so this is going to be 7:30 to 9 p.m. And doors open at 7 on the second Friday of every month.
Okay, and where is that next church?
That's at Next Church, which is 89 Colborne Street.
That's a cool little church.
Yeah.
I like it there. Nice. Yeah. And if you're an aspiring stand-up comedian, you would know that like getting practice in front of a real audience is paramount.
Exactly. That's where you can test out your jokes and see what works and what doesn't.
Yeah, first your tight five at Next Church. Next stop, you're hosting the Grammys.
There you go.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Cool. Yeah. Sweet deals.
Very cool. Yeah. Abby's doing the thing.
She's all over the place. That's awesome. Right on.
Do this one?
Yeah, we got one more. Yeah. Blue Heron Books and Zines. I always know if it's pronounced Zines. Yeah, because like magazine.
Yeah, I feel like it's zines.
I think you're right, yeah. This is happening Mondays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Thursdays from 5 to 7 p.m. It says come browse our collection to buy or preview. You can preview books by signing up to become a member. And this is at 75 Queen Street, up the ramp. So that's at Blue Heron Books. So yeah, they have a little book sale, book show every, like I said, Mondays from 3 to 7 and Thursdays from 5 to 7. So it's $5 or pay what you can.
Okay.
And you can get down there and just check out some very cool alternative literature.
There you go.
I'm a big fan of zines. I'm a big fan of graphic novels and comics. I like sort of short form things. And there's a lot of cool like local ones that are coming out.
Yeah, people like writing them, creating them.
Yeah, local artists. Like there's one called Witch Hazel that I'm not subscribed to, but every time I'm out in the store and I see one.
Pick up one of her newest
pieces. It's just nice casual. You get a good splash of color and it's fun.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's like, topics of books include anarchist practices, transgender and gender identity, environmental issues, indigenous issues, feminism, you know, all the important stuff. Anti-capitalist theory, need that more than ever.
Yeah.
And so much more. So check out Blue Heron Books and Zines and get in on the action.
Yeah. Don't be left behind.
Yeah. That's why you're tuned in here. We're in the forefront of everything.
Exactly.
Awesome. Well, I guess we'll get back to the Muzak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get back to the notes.
A little bit after 9 o'clock. Next break, we're going to talk about movies, pop culture, what's going on.
Yeah.
Kendrick Lamar playing at the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay. There's that.
Yeah. Awesome. In the meantime, though, this is a set mostly of covers. It just sort of happened organically. Didn't plan it. But I like it.
You like it?
So this is from a one-woman band in South America called Band Band Bang Girl.
Oh.
And this is her cover of Wild Thing right here.
On CFRC.
Wild, Simone, wild. Wild.
Thing. You make everything. What's this? I said take only what you need to survive.
It's my industrial strength hair dryer. And I can't live without it!
Hey, this is the Dean here. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. Woo!
We gotta go. Grant?
Yes, Grant.
I want to change my answer.
What?
I realize it's not totally accurate because I've seen a pig eat a man. In fact, I've seen many pigs eat many men. It was a bloodbath.
Holy smoke, land sakes alive. I never thought this could happen to me. I got stung by a sweet honeybee. Oh, what a feeling come over me. It started in my eyes, crept up to my head, the loot of my heart. Well, I was stung, did I not? I got stung. She had all that I wanted and more. And I've seen honeybees before. She started buzzing in my ear, but buzzing in my brain got stung. I got stuck. And I don't think I'm complaining. I'm mighty pleased to be met, 'cause you give me one little peck on the back of my neck, and I break out in a cold, cold sweat. Well, if I lick up 102, I won't let nobody sting me but you. I'll be buzzing around your hive every day at 5, and I'm never gonna leave one side of right, 'cause I'm done. I got stuck. Give me one little peck on the back of my neck, and I break out in a cold, cold sweat. One little lick, 102. I won't let nobody see me but you. I'm buzzing around your hive every day at 5, and I'm never gonna leave once I arrive, 'cause I'm done. I got stuff.
What's happening? This is Kid Koala. You're listening to CFRC 101.9. Keep it locked.
Dinner take, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, hey, hey.
From the land down under, where It's currently summer and like 30 degrees.
Yeah.
That was Amel and the Sniffers with their cover of Born to Be Alive.
Born to Be Alive.
And we're living, baby. We're here. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And this is, we're live as well. Speaking of Born to Be Live on CFRC Radio.
Yeah, this is actually happening.
We're here. Pinch
right
me.
Now.
I'm awake.
Pinch, pinch.
Oh. Good God.
Sorry, I don't know my own strength.
I noticed. Before Amel and the Sniffers, we had some strong tunes from Elvis Presley with I Got Stung. Not bad at all. Little one, little ditty from Elvis.
Yeah.
We had Motorhead and their cover of Louie Louie. Simone was really rocking out to Motorhead in the lobby.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I had a little, like, hip twitch side to side.
I didn't think I'd have that on my 2025 bingo card. Simone likes Motorhead. We also had Wilson Pickett, his classic Knock on Wood. And we opened up that last set with Bang Bang Band Girl and Wild Thing.
Wild Thing.
I always respect bands. Don't get me wrong. But I really respect one-person bands. Like, that's like stand-up comedy. That's like really putting yourself out there.
That is.
And getting up there.
It's all on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least with a two-person band, you have one other person to blame when things go wrong.
Like, right, and then collaborate with and share the load. But if it's just you, I guess it's you just, like, you're the one lifting up your guitar and all of your equipment. And
that's
you're
true.
Booking the gigs and you're...
You're going for it.
You're making the posters on Canva. Like, you're doing it. Like, you're doing the running your Instagram. You're doing your own social media. You're doing it all.
Well, check out Band 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 Girl and give her some love.
Yeah.
She's doing it all.
She's doing it all. She's doing the most.
Yes.
You know, in a good way.
In a great way,
yeah.
We're doing the most. We're the hosts with the most.
Yes. Yeah.
Absolutely. So it's Indie Wake Up Call. It's 9:25 in the a.m. And normally this section we dedicate to movies, TV shows, video games.
Yeah.
It's a perfect season for it. It's winter time. So there's no excuse to, like, you don't have to feel bad.
Right.
About staying in. And what movie, before we get into the headlines, you said you watched a good movie.
Yeah.
What was that?
It was Knight, B-I-T-C-H.
Yeah.
Yeah. With Amy Adams.
Oh, Knight B.
Yeah, Night B.
I guess
We'll call it Night B.
Night B.
And can we talk about it?
We can talk about the movie. I don't know if we can say the title on the air because morning radio, but I've been looking forward to see it. Like, it made a big splash at TIFF, mainly not because of the title, but that really got a lot of people's attention.
Because what is this?
Salty.
Yeah.
So what is the plot?
Basically, it's just about a stay-at-home mom and just, like, the joys of being a stay-at-home mom.
But she goes feral, right?
Well, yeah. It's almost as if she not loses her mind a little bit, but she's frustrated because she's also thinking about the life that she left behind before she had a child, right? She was a celebrated artist.
Oh, okay.
Right? So she's kind of just grappling with the woman that she used to be and then her current state of being a mom and how it's all-encompassing and also quite isolating.
Right.
Yeah, her experience, right?
So from what I know from the trailer, she starts going out on runs at nighttime and these dogs start following her around.
Yeah, it's almost, and it's just strange. It's almost she transforms into an animal. Like, this, there's a primal instinct that she seems to have a kinship with the animals.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
It's sort of like getting...
Trying to work out her issues.
Yeah, getting away from that homogenized suburban life and becoming a little more...
Becoming more in touch with herself as being wild, and they make this connection between motherhood and wildness.
Interesting.
And like the fact of the ability to kind of bring forth children is a very primal
I guess that's
experience.
True. That's what they tell me. I was grown in a lab. So, okay. So. But that's cool. That's
I don't
Amy
know if I
Adams.
I explained that well, but it's very interesting and it's kind of funny a little bit and very just odd and strange it's just really, I think she does a great job. I think she does a great job in anything she does, but it's nice to see because when you're watching it, she just looks like a real woman.
Yeah.
Right? And we're just used to seeing the women very glamorous and very thin and very, you know, so I think whenever you see like a dramatic turn by an actress, it's almost like they've got to kind of put that beauty to the back.
Okay,
right?
Yeah.
Right? You know what I mean? You
a little
see,
more realism.
Yeah, you see like, what was that actor's name?
Daniel Day-Lewis?
No, not Daniel Day-Lewis. That South African actress, Charlize Theron.
Oh, right, yeah.
Right? That whole idea of like not being beautiful and bringing...
Because she does some gritty roles. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, she doesn't do the beauty queen all the time. Like, she'll be in Atomic Blonde or Mad Max.
Right, and it's almost as if, like, the actress is taken more seriously.
Yeah, maybe.
Do you know what I mean? In the dramatic role.
Showing some different sides, yeah.
Right.
Go Amy Adams, though.
Yeah, very interesting and just weird and different.
So different from Enchanted that she was in.
Way different.
Cool.
Way, way different.
So get on Disney Plus and check out Night B.
Yeah.
Can't say the name.
Yeah. Can't say it.
All right.
Don't say it.
So it is our screen time segment, and I would like to cover a lot of headlines and things going on. It's rapid fire today. There's a lot of headlines and okay. a lot of birthday.
All right.
So I'm not gonna dwell on the details like I normally do. We're just gonna burn through them, Simone.
All right, let's do it.
First and foremost, happy 61st birthday to Laura Linney. Done. No dwelling, Simone. You know her or you don't. No, nope, we're not dwelling. Happy 61st birthday to Laura Linney. This is incredible. On to the headlines. Warner Brothers video game Multiverses, where it's like a Smash Brothers game where you play as Looney Tunes and Warner Brothers characters. It was a massive financial flop, and it's going under. They're, after this season of it, no more.
No
so
more.
If you're playing Multiverses, or your kids are playing Multiverses, suck all the last drops of joy out of it, because it's going to be gone soon.
Okay,
headline over.
Okay.
On to the next one. Matthew Lillard has been cast in the upcoming Scream 7. That's right, 29 years after Scream 1 came out, and he got his head crushed by a tube TV. Matthew Lillard is back, baby.
Okay, so they've...
Headline over.
They've brought him back.
Scream 7 is coming, and they just cast Matthew Lillard.
Okay.
All right, happy birthday to Jennifer Jason Lee, turned 63, star of everything. You know her, you love her.
Is she...
Headline over. Squid Game Season 3 is set for June 27th. Headline over. Terrifier 4 is coming out next year, and we're going to get into the origin of Art the Clown.
Okay. Is
headline over. Happy 56th birthday to Michael Sheen of your favorite vampire
name. Is he related to Charlie Sheen?
No, he's not. Headline over. Fantastic Four has released a teaser trailer and a bunch of poster art for their upcoming movie. We're going to see more trailers on the Super Bowl.
Do you think
Bowl.
It's going to flop?
I think it's going to be great. It's okay. got Pedro Pascal, and they're embroiled in some controversy because everyone thinks their posters are AI generated, and they're saying that they're not. I believe them. I don't think they are.
It does look AI generated.
It does.
Whole thing looks like just strange.
It does.
Yeah.
Headline over. Happy 79th birthday to Charlotte Rampling. Headline over.
Oh, my.
Last of Us Season 2 is coming out this year. They spent a year filming it up in Canmore, Alberta. I'm very excited. Some pictures have sprung up online from Season 2.
The last, that is a video game.
Yes. And we can expect some footage during the Super Bowl this weekend. It's a video game. It's very depressing.
Yes,
it's awesome.
That's right. You took me through it. Yeah.
Yeah. And a local sheep's made wool blanket was featured in last season from Topsy Farms.
Mm.
Headline over. Back to the celebrity birthdays. Christopher Guest turned 77. Genius behind a bunch of hilarious movies. Go to Warner Brothers Canada YouTube channel, and they've put up the entirety of Waiting for Guffman, the full movie for its 25th anniversary. Christopher Guest as Corky St. Clair will make your life better.
Okay.
Happy birthday to Barbara Hershey. She turned 77 as well.
Where's she
queen.
From?
A lot of horror movies back in the day.
Okay.
Amazing, amazing
and
actor.
Let me guess, headline over.
Headline over. On to the next. We still got a lot to go.
Okay.
Sarah Michelle Gellar has confirmed that she is returning for a new Buffy the Vampire. You got this.
Okay.
I can just retire.
Who she is.
Yep. Headline over.
Headline over.
Cobra Kai final episode trailer has popped online.
Oh.
We can expect the final half of the final season this summer, starring Ralph Macchio and, of course, Billy Zabka.
Mm.
I'm a big fan of Punchy Kicky, Punchy Kicky.
Punchy.
Punchy
Kicky.
Headline over. Happy 82nd birthday to filmmaker Michael Mann, who directed Daniel Day-Lewis in Last of the Mohicans.
Mm.
I will find you, Michael Mann. I will stay alive.
Michael Mann.
Yeah, director of Heat as well.
Ooh.
And Collateral with Tom Cruise and Jamie Foxx.
Oh, okay, I really like that.
That's a good movie.
That I would watch again.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So happy 82nd birthday.
It's a nice touch of the gray hair that Tom Cruise had.
Yeah.
That just changed the whole thing.
Silver Fox right there.
Yeah, that's
you know what I'm going to say next.
Headline over.
Headline over. Teaser trailer for Megan 2.0 about the doll that comes to life and kills people.
Oh, no.
And that weird dance she did in the last movie went viral. I just hope that this new movie coming out has more blood in it, because the last one was very tame for a horror movie.
Oh, my goodness. She looks scary to
creepy,
me.
Creepy, 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 creepy.
Yeah.
Headline over. Daredevil Born Again has released some promo art, and again, we can expect some footage for the new Daredevil series coming out during the Super Bowl.
Is it going to be a new actor?
Nope, same actor. They're bringing back, like, him, Kingpin. They're basically resurrecting the Netflix show that was amazing from 10 years ago. They've realized they can't make a good thing better by changing it. So they're just going to bring back everyone.
Everyone come on back.
John Bernthal's coming back as Punisher. Very excited. Yeah, right on.
Headline over.
Headline over. Happy 58th birthday to Chris Parnell.
SNL. Who is?
Oh, he's fun. He was on SNL. He's very funny, and he lends his voice to a lot of animated shows. He's he's Morty's dad on Rick and Morty.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Happy birthday.
All right.
And last headline before we move on to bigger and brighter things. Mm-hmm. Kingston Canadian Film Festival has released, their tickets are on sale now, and there's about four movies right now that are being released, full-length ones that are shot in Kingston. So I know we've got our tickets to see one of them.
Yeah.
I really want to see Doom Boogie as well. And there's a couple more that were shot in town that I want to check out.
Wow.
So go to the KCFF website and get your tickets.
Nice.
A buddy of mine is in a movie. A Sookie and Lee's movie, Paying For It, is coming to KCFF. And our friend of the show, Kristen Sidewinder Sandiford, was in that movie. So I was texting him last night, and we're going to try and get him on air for an interview coming up before the festival.
Nice.
Yeah, so a little bit of local flavor, and it'll lend some credibility to our show. Headline's over.
Headline's over.
My name is clearly Jeffrey the Movie Nerd.
And I'm Simone. Tagging along for the ride.
Tolerating, no. I think you're tolerating the nerd. Time to get back to the tune so I can go to the bathroom and splash water on my face. We got some new stuff from Miranda and The Beat. This one's called In My Life. I need to get a life. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
Where are they listening to, Simone? Hmm? Who are we listening to, Simone?
We're listening to CFRC.
Headline over.
Stand. This is Dotes from the Jerry Cans. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 out of Kingston, Ontario.
It's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
From far beyond the galaxies, I've journeyed to this place to study the behavior patterns of the human race. And I find them highly illogical. Girl meets boy. They fall in love. She says he's everything she's dreamed of. But when they get married, before he's aware, she changes his habits, the way he combs his hair. She changes him to someone he's never been, and then complains he's not like other men. Now really, I find this most illogical. Take the case of your automobiles. Greatest invention since man discovered wheels. Hydromatic overdrive, four on the floor. Push-button windows, push-button doors. Double-barrel carburetors rush you any place, but you never can find a parking space. Highly illogical. Take the case of modern man. He works all his life, gives it all he can, saves all his money, works overtime, pinches every penny, banks every dime. All he can think about is money, but you know that he can't take it with him where he's going to go. Now I find that fascinatingly illogical. Now is the time to journey home, to tell of what I've learned. My people, I believe, have every right to be concerned.
For in spite of computers and advanced psychology, behavior patterns are still a mystery. I predict the future of this earthly human race is that having made a mess of Earth, they'll move to outer space. Well, there goes the neighborhood. Totally, completely, absolutely, irrevocably, highly illogical.
I wash myself with a rag on a stick.
Heat. wait for it. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
There we go. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And this has been your Indie Morning Wake Up for yet another Wednesday.
Yeah.
Not too shabby at all.
Yeah, we've had a good time. I've had a good time.
I always have a good time here. Lots of good food, good tunes.
Yeah.
Good bros and bubs. It's good.
Bubs?
I don't know.
I guess I'm the bubs.
Yeah, I guess.
And you're the bro.
Yeah, you got it. Just bros and bubs in the morning.
Yeah.
We just heard a brand new track from Rose City Band with Wheels. Yeah, kind of a good chill little country tune.
Like that.
Yeah. Also in that last set, I'm so sorry, we played Leonard Nimoy.
That was the craziest, most wonderfulest thing ever.
You said it's like good and bad at the same time.
And it's all of it all at once.
Check out Leonard Nimoy with his song Highly Illogical. I think that's the same album. A few weeks back, we played a song he did about Bilbo Baggins.
And you've got to see the cover art for it, too. Oh, he's got like the... Just his hair is just a character as well.
Absolutely.
On this album.
Well, live long and prosper.
There you go.
Also in that set, a new
one. And moisturize and condition.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You too could look like Leonard Nimoy.
Nimoy.
Yeah. We heard a brand new one as well from Shiv and the Carvers with, was that Danger Girl?
Danger.
Nice.
Danger Girl.
Yeah.
Watch out for that one.
Oh, yeah. We also had The Outsiders with Keep On Running, and we opened up that last set with brand new Miranda and the Beat with In My Life. Miranda and the Beat, they're out of New York, New York. They got a new album coming out. And if you're not into the Super Bowl and you want to check out something cool, go to our other favorite station on Earth, WFMU, out of Jersey City, New Jersey. And
New Jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sunday night, it's the Rock and Roller Derby with Susie Hot Rod, and she's going to have Miranda and the Beat on live, and they're going to do a live set when the Super Bowl halftime show is going to be on. Okay. So if you don't want to check out Kendrick Lamar singing about Drake and Trump and all that, then go on over to FMU.
Yeah, got an alternative there.
Yeah, check out Miranda and the Beat.
And the Beat.
Yeah. So we're going to sign off. Up next is The Mood with May, with DJ Mayhem. And what did we learn today before we get out of here, Simone?
We like charcuterie boards.
We love charcuterie boards, yeah.
And they're a good summer. They're a good wintertime treat.
Too true.
Yeah.
Another good wintertime treat is just checking out good movies and any Daniel Day-Lewis movie. Check it out. Yeah. Last of the Mohicans, so good. Eddie West Studi movie.
It's a great, the score to that is great too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an earworm. It gets in there, yeah.
Yeah.
It's Michael Mann's birthday today, so if you're looking for something to watch, check out some Michael Mann movies. That's always a good thing to check out. And what else did we learn? We learned that Car Harris Cup is on tomorrow night. So if you can weasel your way in there, that'll be a packed house. That'll be a fun hockey game.
That's right.
You know, the Slush Puppy Center.
Right on.
It's my first time going to the Slush Puppy Center since they changed the name.
Okay.
So I will find out if they sell boozy slush puppies.
So you fill me in next week.
Oh, I will. They must, yeah. And then get your tickets for the Valentine's Slow Dance, the Grad Club, Friday, February 14th.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a packed.
Samara and I are going to be there.
Yeah.
I will stretch and practice, relearn how to do the worm.
Yeah.
That's what I'll do.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I'll make a fool of myself, as always, though. Tune in every Wednesday if you want to hear me make a fool of myself and have Simone rein me in every week here on CFRC.
Well, I try.
Oh, yeah. And then, like I said, after us is The Mood with May and just all sorts of great programming all day. So thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Stay warm.
Stay warm.
And we'll see you guys next week for the Valentine's Day special.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be a good one.
That'll be nice.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to play ourselves out. We've got Ribbon Skirt with Wrong Planet. It's brand new. And if we get to it, we have Charlie Crockett and a new one called Lonesome Drifter. Until then, we'll see you guys next week.
All right. Take care, everybody.
Bye.
I've got a special message for you, the partners out there. I want you to finish your oatmeal at breakfast and do as your mom and pa tell you, because they know best. Don't ever tell a lie. And say your prayers at night before you go to bed. And so, as our friends south of the border could say, adios, amigos.
I'm
Madden. You're listening to CFRC 101.9, and I am down with you.
Every day, you hear something new on CFRC. Can you keep up?